Hare Krishna. Fear is not the problem. Fear of what comes after fear is. Fear is a natural human reaction to danger. And fear, when seen positively, is often called as caution. And it protects us from charging recklessly into dangerous situations. So fear in that sense is positive, it is good. But sometimes fear degenerates into panic. And sometimes some people even get panic attacks where they feel so overwhelmed by fear, by worrying. Oh, what will happen if while I'm driving the car on the road I get a heart attack? What will happen if while I'm sleeping suddenly the roof caves in? So the mind can imagine many terrible scenarios, and that is the problem. So panic attacks. Panic refers to just the feeling of overwhelming fear where we start sweating, our heart starts palpitating and we start trembling and we just can't think clearly. We get overwhelmed. So that is panic. And panic attack means when such events happen repeatedly. So much so that we start avoiding things which are normal. So, yes, we may see sometimes a terrible accident on the road. And if we start thinking, I will never drive on the road again because of that, then that sort of panic attack is undesirable. Now, so panic attack happens not because of fear, but because of what comes after fear. So, what do we mean by what comes after fear? When we are initially fearful, that say we see a road accident and we feel fearful, the roads can be dangerous, I have to be cautious. That is a good reaction. But after that, the mind starts fantasizing many worst case scenarios. Usually the word fantasy is used in a positive sense. You know, the good dreams are called as fantasies. But the mind starts basically using the faculty of imagination depicting many worst case scenarios, and most of these scenarios don't happen. So we need to, so the problem is not fear, the problem is what comes after fear. So what comes after fear is our imagination of many worst case scenarios. So how do we avoid that? The Bhagavad Gita describes in the 16th chapter that abhayam sattva samshuddhir, that abhaya, fearlessness, is one of the characteristics of the godly people. Now, godly people have spiritual knowledge, and spiritual knowledge centers on understanding our spiritual identity and understanding our connection with our Supreme Lord Krishna. So we see that Arjuna in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita gets something like a panic attack, wherein he just doesn't see that, okay, there's a war and this is a fratricidal war and many of the warriors in this war may be killed. But from there, he starts envisioning a whole scenario where he thinks that, oh, because of this, we will, the whole dynasty's protectors will be killed. When the protectors are killed, then the women will become polluted. Then they will... Then the next, if the women are polluted, then the next generation will be degraded. Then the next generation will not perform religious rituals. If the religious rituals are not performed, then those who are ancestors, they will fall from their ancestral locations. And those who are destroyers, those who cause others to go to fall from elevated positions, those who destroy dynasties like this, utsanna kula dharmana manushyanam janardana narake niyatam vaso bhavati ityena shushruma. Krishna says, he starts thinking that those who destroy the dynasty like this, they will have to go to hell forever. So we see that Arjuna basically gets a panic attack by which he goes from the battle to many future generations and to many future life destinations also. What Krishna does is by providing spiritual knowledge, by telling you are a soul, you are eternal, and the soul's destination is determined by one's disposition. So cultivate a devotional disposition and you will attain an exalted destination, never a degraded destination. So Krishna checks Arjuna's panic attack, and so much so that Arjuna becomes the same Arjuna who had given up his bow and arrow. He picks up the bow and arrow and is ready to fight by the end of the Bhagavad Gita. So similarly, when the mind starts going towards a panic attack, at that time, we can check it by not letting the fearful stimuli trigger our imagination. Instead, if we turn towards Krishna, if we remember Krishna, if we chant his holy names, if we recite verses from the Bhagavad Gita, if we remember the philosophy, then we can meditate on our spiritual identity. And then we will see, okay, what is the problem right now? Okay, the problem is there is a road accident, and because of that there is a traffic jam, I have to go in a different way. And a precaution is, I should not be reckless in my driving. And that is good enough. If we, in this way, avoid what comes after fear, then we will be able to deal with fear in a calm and mature way, and we will become cautious, never paranoid. Thank you. Hare Krishna.